Very, 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 very excited to talk to this next guest. 14 Grammy nominations, over 80 million in record sales. Barry Manilow, one last time, Valentine's Day at the United Center. Come on, sing with me, please. Will you please?
At the Copa, Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
It's Barry Manilow. Barry, how are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Come on, man. I had to sing. I had to.
You do. Well, it's a catchy song, definitely.
Barry, really, one last time. This is it. This is the last time.
Today, it's one last time right now. Come back in 2 years. You never know. But right now, yeah, this is the last time. It's enough packing. It's enough packing, Pete. I want my life back. All I really wanted to do was to watch Judge Judy. You know, my life was just, you know, on the road, you know, planes and room service. And, you know, I just need to stop.
Scott, you need to...
I'm 95 years old. It's enough already.
Scott, you need to talk to Barry Manilow, not Judge Judy, Cops. Scott yes. sits around and watches Cops all day, Barry.
Mr. Manilow, right. Have you right. watched Cops?
No.
Oh, we need to change
I bumped into
that.
It. It's crazy. I bumped into it.
Barry Manilow is donating a new piano to the Chicago Public Schools when he comes to town to launch a local instrument drive. Is that true?
It's true because, you know, the schools are running out of instruments and they're broken down. And I feel like I got to do something. I've done this for the last 10 years. And I do this music drive. I ask the audiences to donate their broken down instruments or instruments they're not using and bring them over to the arena. And then we give them 2 free tickets if they do it before the show. And if not, I say thank you. And we fix them up and then we give them to the schools. And then I started off by giving a piano to every city that we go to. And it seems to be working. I go into the hallway into the arenas and there are hall fulls of instruments that people bring down. It's great. And then we give them to the school district.
Let me say that again. Anybody that donates a new or a used instrument by bringing it to the United Center box office the night of the show, before the show starts, you'll get a free pair of tickets. Free.
That's right. That's right.
That's pretty impressive. That's Barry Manilow, man.
See?
Barry, I got to tell you, on behalf of my mother, she adores you, and you have made her life even more better than it already has been by your music and your song and your talent and your writing. So on behalf of her, thank you. I mean, you've written so many songs. You've been performing for so many years. Your fans have stuck by you through thick and thin and have never left your side.
I know. It's unbelievable. I just didn't expect this when this whole thing began. You know, I was just a struggling musician hoping that I, you know, something would happen. I never expected this. But yeah, one of the things that are different about me than everybody else, I've got this group of fans that I can never say thank you enough. They've given me a life that I never, never imagined.
We're talking with Barry Manilow. Now, Barry, I've seen you in concert a few times. Will you do the commercial medley on Valentine's Day?
You know, I tried it. I tried it when I was playing Vegas, and it bombed so badly.
What?
And well, you know, they're so old that people, you know, they just sat there like logs. So, but they did remember State Farm is there, and I am stuck on a Band-Aid.
On a Band-Aid, yeah. A Band-Aid
right,
stuck on me.
All right, that's enough. Thank you. couple was enough. But they did react to those two. But when I would do "You Deserve a Break Today" or "Join the Pepsi People," they sat there like fire plugs.
What?
So I stopped doing the commercials.
McDonald's, everybody knows that jingle.
I know. Well, what can I tell you? They didn't.
Well, Barry, you brought up Vegas. 773 texts in. Will you ever consider taking another permanent gig in Vegas? Please, please, please.
Really? You know, I didn't think that I would love it as much as I did. I thought, oh, Vegas, what cheesy, you know. But I had the greatest 7 years in Las Vegas ever. It was the biggest surprise. I loved the audiences. I loved working all on the weekends. I loved the rooms that we were playing. If they offered it to me again, I would have to think real hard not to say yes.
God, it seems like that would be a perfect fit for you nowadays because Vegas is the place to be.
I know, and it was when I did. I did 7 years there, and we had the greatest time. It was, you know, I would have to think hard to say no.
We're talking with Barry Manilow. We'll be in town at the United Center on Valentine's Day. You can go to Ticketmaster.com for tickets, and tickets start at $19.75. Do you want to tell that story, why they start at $19.75?
Well, I'm told that this is the 40th anniversary of the release of Mandy, which was in 1975. So we put tickets on sale for 1975. Isn't that funny? Isn't that clever?
Scott, should we sing?
But, yeah.
Oh, Mandy, right. If you came with a ticket, will I take it? That I sent you away, homie.
I had to, Barry.
Really,
I,
you should just stick to talking.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, I'm a little off tonight.
I've got a 708 texter said, Mr. Manilow, if you didn't make it as a songwriter and singer, what career would you have pursued?
I have no idea. I mean, it's been so long. I probably would have been, I would always wind up in music. I can't think of anything else I would do. Songwriting, singer, if it wasn't that, it would be an arranger for other people, a producer for other people, but it would have to be music. I'm not interested in anything else.
Barry, when you're out on the road, I mean, you've been to Chicago many, many times. When Barry Manilow comes to Chicago, what do you do? How do you fill your time when you have some spare time?
Well, that's one of the reasons that I'm looking forward to stopping, because I can't. We people on the road, everybody thinks it's glamorous. We wind up in our hotel rooms, and then they take us to the dressing room, and then you go back into your car, back to your hotel room, and out you go. So I've had very. But Chicago is different, because that was before it exploded, and I was hanging out in Chicago because I was playing piano and at the Merchandise Mart. There was a club called Enrici's. It's in the basement in the first floor of the Merchandise Mart. I was the piano player.
Really?
In that club for a couple of years. I was pretty good too, so I was able to hang around in Chicago. There were clubs that you could go to, and then when I finally exploded, I played a club there called Mr. Kelly's, which doesn't exist anymore, and that was a really big deal. Mandy exploded from Chicago.
Man, that is great. We're talking with Barry Manilow. Yeah. You know, my son plays piano. He's 9 years old. He has such a good ear for music, maybe because...
It's very important.
Since
very important.
He was a baby, you know, I'm a big music guy. What would you say to parents or kids out there that are listening right now that want to play an instrument, or their kid is aspiring to be a musician? What would you tell them?
I would say, at all costs, let them learn how to play an instrument, even if they don't become the next superstar. Learning an instrument for a young kid makes them better. It changes their life. I speak to all these teachers and these principals, and they say their grades go up. They learn to interact with the other students. It changes their life. Teach your kids how to play an instrument. You'll never regret it.
Yeah, how old were you when you started playing piano?
It wasn't piano. They stuck an accordion in my hand in Brooklyn. it was the law in Brooklyn. You couldn't go over the Brooklyn Bridge if you didn't play the accordion. And then I finally switched to piano. But they all knew that I had some talent. So whether it was the accordion or the piano, I knew where I was headed.
Back in the early days in New York, Bette Midler, Tony Orlando, you used to hang out with them, right?
Oh, well, I was Bette's music director and producer for about 4 years. And, as she exploded, I was the guy that, helped her out with her music and conducting. And that was quite a few years there. One of the most talented human beings on the planet.
Bette God, everybody Midler. Loves Bette. I mean,
yeah.
God, that's great. Barry Manilow will be in town on Valentine's Day. I'm trying to get my wife to go, Barry. If not, I may show up solo, if that's all right.
Oh, well, come. You'll all have a great time. I know it, especially in Chicago. It's fantastic there.
Barry Manilow. Barry, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. And we're going to take you out with Copacabana, okay? All right.
Bye-bye.
Sing with me, everybody.
Guys.
Barry Manilow, everybody. 720 WGN.
The hottest spot, Copacabana. Here.